This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is North Carolina Republican Congressman Walter Jones, representing the Tar Heel State's 3rd Congressional District. On Wednesday, Congressman Jones was the lead Republican and one of 10 members of a bipartisan group suing the Obama administration for what they say is his illegal continuation of the U.S. military mission in Libya, especially as it relates to his failure to seek congressional authorization for the ongoing military action. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thank you. I'm delighted to be on your show. Thank you.
Just a couple days ago, Speaker Boehner said he demanded answers from the president by the end of this week. What convinced you and your 9 other colleagues on this lawsuit to go forward with it right now?
Well, Greg, Dennis Kucinich, Congressman, and myself have been working on this for at least 2 months, and let me explain that very quickly. On March 19th, when Mr. Obama decided to send our planes and start bombing Libya, I was home in North Carolina. On that Monday, we didn't have votes until Tuesday. I was in the Greenville office in North Carolina. We must have gotten at least 12, 13 phone calls from people in the district, and you know, I have a military district, wanting to know how and why this president decided to go bomb a country that had not threatened us. And I couldn't answer it, but my thinking was along the same way when I heard about on the 19th when Mr. Obama went into Libya. So about 2 weeks later, I saw Dennis Kucinich on the floor, and we started talking, and we both, and he's a Democrat, as you know, we were both upset by how this decision came about. And they bypassed Congress. Oh, yes, he did talk to the leaders of the House and Senate, but that's not the whole Senate. It's not the whole House. And so we met with Professor Jonathan Turley, who you know probably is a constitutional lawyer at George Washington University, and met with him on 3 occasions, plus a couple of phone calls and emails, and asked him to help us determine whether the president might have violated the Constitution. And he got back with us about 3 weeks ago and said, we believe from our research, had a lot of people helping him at George Washington University, we believe from our research that the president did violate the Constitution by bypassing Congress. You know, it's kind of ironic. Yesterday, I've been told, I have not seen it, but 2 representatives of the White House, one saying, well, we didn't need the War Powers Act, and the other representative of the White House said, oh, yes, we did follow the War Powers Act. Greg, the thing to me is it's the Constitution. The Constitution says Congress will declare war. Constitution does not give a president, any president, the option of deciding to go in and bomb a country when he doesn't like the leader of that country. That's just not America. So that's why we got involved with this lawsuit.
Congressman, you mentioned the explanations coming out of the White House. One of them said that the War Powers Act doesn't apply here because there's no direct hostilities. We don't have ground troops. No hostilities. Hostile was really kind of the key word in that explanation. Yep. What do you make of that?
Well, Greg, when you're killing people, I think that's hostile. And those bombs that we were dropping in Libya, they might not have been intended to kill anybody, but they did kill. So, yeah, that's not acceptable. It's just not acceptable.
What do you expect to happen with this lawsuit? What type of timetable are you expecting, and are you hoping that this is more of a way to get the administration to move, or do you actually think it's going to take this case to have to run its course before the administration does what you're suggesting the Constitution requires him to do?
Actually, this lawsuit, I think, is even deeper than Libya, quite frankly, because you know, and many of your listeners know, that for the last 50 years, we don't declare war anymore. We pass resolutions, and then we give the president the authority. If you might need the troops or you don't need the troops, then you can send them in. And that's even wrong in itself, but that's the way we've been doing business here in Washington for the last 35, 40 years. So we think that this is a much deeper question. And we think this goes back to the Constitution, and we hope that the federal courts will see it that way and help us define exactly what is the role of Congress and the executive branch when it comes to going to war.
This Boehner ultimatum, do you expect that to accomplish much this week?
Not really. I think that was, if anything, the week after we went into Libya, I know some of my colleagues, and I was not part of that, I want to be fair about it, some of my colleagues wanted Mr. Boehner to bring a resolution on the floor regarding Libya, either vote yes, you agree to go in, or no, you don't agree, just a resolution. And that had did not happen. So here we are 3 months later, and he writes a letter saying you might have violated the War Powers Act. It's probably good, but it doesn't do a whole lot.
You mentioned that you believe you're on strong constitutional grounds. As an exit question here, how do you actually expect this to play out in court?
Well, I'm not an attorney, as you know, but I'm going to have to put my statement on the fact that I believe that Professor Turley would not have advised us to go to the courts unless he thought we had a pretty good case.
We'll certainly keep watching this case as it moves forward, as well as the political pressure that's currently being applied, and see whether there is a response from the administration. Congressman, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Greg, always enjoy it. Thank you very much.
North Carolina Republican Congressman Walter Jones, representing the Tar Heel State's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.